Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community program of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanoff, editor of the Clinton County Free Trader Today and the North Countryman, two weekly newspapers for Denton Publications. With me today is my guest, Jonathan Schneiderman, certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services in Plattsburgh. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Now, Jonathan, often the holidays are here, obviously, and often at that time, people usually like to overindulge with the spending a little bit, getting the gifts for the family and whatnot. And swiping the plastic is a big thing, you know, using credit cards. Is this something you see as a common mistake with a lot of people?
Well, I think it is a common mistake. People are excited about the holidays and they want to share and, you know, give gifts to their loved ones, their family, certainly the kids. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to overindulge and to overspend. And I think what's interesting is that it's that's something that's seen across a variety of the income spectrum. Mm-hmm. It isn't, those that have high incomes are not immune from from this phenomenon.
Right, that's for sure. Now, I mean, now, what do you think typically drives people to put these large amounts on credit cards? I mean, convincing themselves that they don't have to worry about paying it off right away.
Right. Well, I think for one thing, it's just convenience. Mm-hmm. And a bigger thing, of course, is probably that it's a little less painful.
Right.
Instead of going to the ATM and actually withdrawing that $500 or $2,000 or whatever the case may be, it's just easier to put it on the credit card. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there are good intentions to pay it off at the end of the month.
Kind of a false sense of security when you think about it. You know, they think they're not spending money, but they're really, in fact, could be even putting themselves even further in debt.
Absolutely. And if you rack up a big bill and don't pay it off at the end of the month as you intended to, you could be paying a lot more for those goods and those products that you bought, those gifts.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, what would be a good example of that? Like, say, a flat screen TV you decide to purchase. I mean, how much could that end up costing you in the long run?
Well, of course, it depends on the terms of, you know, the finance. Mm-hmm. But if you put that big screen TV on your credit card and you plan on paying it off using the minimum payment, you could be paying twice as much for that TV.
For a long time.
For a long time. So minimum payments are verboten, shouldn't be done.
Right.
You've got to be prepared to pay more than the minimum payment if you're going to use credit cards to finance gifts.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times people get enticed with the store credit cards. They hear, oh, great introductory offer, 0% financing, things like that. It sounds good, but is it something people should be wary of?
Yeah, store credit cards are a little bit different than the standard credit cards. Mm-hmm. And department store credit cards often have much higher interest rates, and the interest rates are not necessarily commensurate with your particular credit worthiness. So you can have a very high FICO credit score and still be paying a high rate of interest on those types of cards. Now, that's not always the case, but it is typical.
Mm-hmm. Now, how quickly can that add up? I mean, if you think about it, if somebody says, oh, well, I think I'll just swipe the card for this small purchase here, that small purchase there. I mean, is it quick?
Oh, I think it is. You go from store to store, and if you're not adding it up literally on a piece of paper, you may be in for a big surprise come the end of the month.
Now, before you head out to the store and, you know, just start spending, you know, here and there, what's the best way to do it? I mean, is there a way to plan ahead of time that would really help you make a sound financial decision?
Well, yes. And I think here's where people make a mistake. And it's an innocent enough mistake. Mm-hmm. But rather than just grabbing the circular and running to the mall, it's time to shop for the holidays. Doing some planning at home would be some very good advice. Mm-hmm. Sit down with a legal pad and look at your current financial situation. Mm-hmm. Draw a line down the middle of that paper. On the left side, mark down all of your assets, your checking, your savings, your IRAs, your 401ks, all of your assets, the value of your home, the value of your car, and add them all up. On the right side of the page, list your liabilities. Mm-hmm. What is the balance of your mortgage? What is the balance of your student loan, consumer debt? Mm-hmm. Do you have any credit card debt currently that you're carrying a balance? Look at your current situation, Your assets minus your liabilities is your net worth. Mm-hmm. Take a look at your current situation before you run out and decide to drop $1,000 on the kitties.
Right. Spend within your means, basically.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So, I mean, I guess that's my other question I have for you, too, is also, I mean, what other way is there to plan? I mean, obviously, is there a way to budget, you know, within a certain means? I mean, should you say, okay, I'm going to spend $1,000 and then stick to it? Or is there other budgetary ways that you can go by?
Well, before I would decide how much I was going to spend on mm-hmm. holiday gifts, I would first, one, make sure that I don't currently carry a balance on my credit cards. Mm-hmm. If you carry a balance on your credit cards, you have a financial planning problem. Mm-hmm. Something isn't quite right. You should not carry a balance on your credit cards.
Not rely
on the
credit cards.
That's not what credit cards are for. And so mm-hmm. it probably is indicative of an underlying problem, mm-hmm. and that is obviously spending too much money or not having enough income. Mm-hmm. So if you do that little exercise of listing your assets and your liabilities and you are carrying credit card debt, well, then your budget for the holiday, you know, spending should be zero.
Right.
Don't shoot the messenger. right. And of course, you want to, you know, get something to the kids, but you need to address that problem. Mm-hmm. If you don't have credit card debt, but you don't have a cash reserve, mm-hmm. That's also a problem. Everybody mm-hmm. should have at least 6 months of liquid assets to cover their expenses should their income be interrupted. Mm-hmm. So don't wipe out your cash reserve spending on the holidays.
Now, it may seem daunting at first when you talk about holiday spending and planning out, that, you know, looking at all those assets and your expenditures and all that. But really, it will help people long term to think that way now before they start making those big purchases, right? Before the season.
Well, yeah. You know, doing that will help you come up with an appropriate sum. And if that sum is smaller than you ordinarily would spend, well, your loved ones are not going to love you less. And being honest with them being responsible is much better financial planning than ignoring the issue and just saying, oh, well, we'll deal with it sometime in the future. Because when those bills come in, it can be quite a surprise and very costly.
If you just turned in, this is Jeremiah Papanaw with North Country Commerce. And with me today is my guest, Jonathan Schneiderman, certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services in Plattsburgh. Now, Jonathan, you know, we were talking about, obviously, the credit cards and holidays and whatnot, but let's talk long term. Now, how easy is it for someone to develop, like, a basic financial plan?
Well, what we talked about already mm-hmm. Is the start, looking at your balance sheet, mm-hmm. looking at your assets and your liabilities, and knowing your net worth, the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy to do.
Right.
Pull out your statements and look at the balances. And just get it on paper. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be formal.
Right.
There are lots of tools that are available on the internet that can help you do it. You can use a spreadsheet mm-hmm. or you can use the back of an envelope. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Right.
So that's where it starts. The next step would be to look at your income mm-hmm. and expenses, your cash flow statement. How much is coming in? How much do I earn? How much does my spouse earn? How much are we spending? Mm-hmm. What does the expense side look like? Add up the mortgage payment, the utilities, telephone, et cetera, et cetera.
Take a look at it all.
The tip you give the barber.
Right.
Okay? And take a look at it all. And your income, mm-hmm. Hopefully, exceeds your expenses. Mm-hmm. If it's the other way around, you need to seriously look at your spending habits.
And that's what so many people may overlook is they may not think about the little things that add up. Like you said, tipping the barber, you know, that few extra dollars here and there, it can really add up. So now, also, you mentioned calculating everything. Now, there's also some sort of thing called a debt calculator. Is that right? That's available out there? I mean, I think your website has something like that on there as well.
Yes, absolutely. There are great tools in the internet age today. You can find things by doing a little Google search. Mm-hmm. Yes, at our website, raymondjames.com/Plattsburgh, there are lots of calculators, one of which will help you examine your debt situation and get you out of debt.
Now, how easy is that to really work on? I mean, you just plug in numbers? How does that
work?
Very
easy. Yeah, you put in your current balance, mm-hmm. the interest rate that you're paying, and perhaps put in another variable, how long you'd like to, you know, pay it off. You want to be debt-free in 12 months, Your balance is $5,000. You're paying 12% interest. It'll spit out how much you have to pay each month to accomplish that goal.
I see.
And that's a good exercise if you are carrying debt, credit card debt. Hopefully you're not.
Right, right. Now, obviously, if you want to pay the minimum payment, then you can see how many lifetimes it'll take you probably to pay it
off. You could do that too. Right.
Now, well, obviously, this time, this day and age, the economy is a big question. People are wondering, you know, what do I do? You know, what should I invest in? I mean, what are there some places that are safe to invest in, or what's a good way for people to kind of maintain their assets during this time?
Right. Well, that's a very big question, and I can give you a very long answer, Jeremiah. But given time allotment, yes, we are in a difficult spot. The economy is in a recession. It's a very historically notable time period. The economy is going to right itself. And if you have a thought out financial plan, if you've given some thought to, you know, the actions that you're taking with your money, you can survive this. Every other recession has turned around. Economies go in cycle. They expand. They contract. We're in a period of contraction, period of recession.
Don't panic, basically.
Don't panic is a good place to start.
Right.
But go beyond that and do an assessment. Look at your investments. And if you don't have the stomach for risk, there are investments that that will keep your capital from going down. That doesn't mean they're risk-free entirely.
Right.
Nothing's
risk-free these days, right?
Nothing is risk-free. If you buy a short-term treasury that's earning 0.05%, as three-month treasury bills currently are, that's 0.05%.
Right.
Okay.
Just so our listeners know.
Not a half a percent.
Right.
Okay. You'll earn very little money and you won't keep pace with inflation. And that's a risk as well, inflationary risk, not keeping pace with inflation. So there are lots of choices. There are also good opportunities to be buying stock in quality corporations that have been that have come down in price dramatically, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%. That represents an opportunity for long-term savers.
So definitely making an investment. So you definitely want to get some sound financial advice from, would it be a certified planner such as yourself, or I mean, or how does that work?
That would be that would be a good idea. If you don't want to go it alone, there are lots of qualified planners in this community.
Very good. Now, getting back to the holidays and whatnot, back to spending and everything, that obviously people are getting ready to go out there and finish their shopping. What are some other tips you think you would have out there? I mean, obviously, I think before we've even talked about merchandise agreements and warranties and things like that, things that people may not think of that may add on to the bill
when they're
planning. What are some things, other tips you think people should know?
Right. Well, you know, the whole goal is to not overspend. And so once you have sat down and taken a quick assessment of your situation and you've allotted a certain amount that you want to spend, you need to try to stick to it. And so making a list of all of, you know, the people you want to buy gifts for and perhaps doing some pre-shopping online or with circulars and making sure that you can stay within that budget is a good idea. Be wary when you get to the register. There might be sales efforts. Would you like to buy the warranty contract that goes along with this vacuum cleaner? Those are, you know, look carefully at those. Sometimes they're valuable, sometimes they're needless expense, and they're certainly going to add to your overspending.
And read the fine print.
Absolutely. Read the fine print.
Excellent. Well, that's about all the time we have for today, but I want to thank my guest, Jonathan Schneiderman, Certified Financial Planner with Raymond James Financial Services here in Plattsburgh. Jonathan's offices are located at 24 Margaret Street in downtown Plattsburgh in Suite 7 of the West Telecom building. He may be reached at 563-7537 or toll-free at 1-800-227-5035. And Jonathan, you have a web address again? What's that?
RaymondJames.com/Plattsburgh.
Excellent. Again, I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and thank you for listening to North Country Commerce.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast.